and welcome back to this week's podcast, Softballing With Us. I'm your host, Janae Lazenby.
What's up? I'm Martha Glenn Cease.
Hey, y'all. I'm Mikaelin Crabtree.
And let's get right into it. All right, so we're going to recap the Mardi Gras Mambo. But before that, we're going to touch on Thursday's game against number 20 Louisiana. The Tide won 9-1. We were talking about it a little bit on last week's podcast. We won in the fifth inning. It was a little bit of a slow start, a little bit, but the Tide got it together to win the game. You know, a good road win and a good ranked win because the Tide has been doing it. You know, they beat number 8, Virginia Tech. Then they beat number 9, Arizona. So they are on a roll right now. They are 16-0, which is good for them. But they definitely know what they're doing. They have some momentum heading into, like, this weekend's tournament. But they know what they're doing. So let's talk about the Louisiana game.
Yeah. Well, like we said, you know, it was a little bit of a slow start. That seemed to be a little bit of a theme over the past couple of games that the Tide has played. But, you know, they pulled it out. Kilfoyle was pitching. Another good performance from her. And hopefully she returns from injury soon. I think that's the main storyline from this past week's game is just some of the injuries that the Tide is facing. But yeah, like we were talking about last week, the team is just so deep that, you know, they're still able to pull out those wins. It's not that much of a problem right now.
Yeah, because Lexi's hurt, and then so is Savannah Woodard also.
I like how while we were recording that podcast, or just right after they went up 7, I was like, y'all couldn't have done that while we were, like, recording. This could have been, like, a live play-by-play update. But, no, it was still a good win. Sad about the injuries, of course, but we want them to be healed and get ready for the upcoming schedule, which that's going to be tough. And I'm just really proud of where this team is so far because I feel like even though the slow start, that could be I don't know if it's a mental thing or if it's just, you know, really good pitchers. Or I do think we can maybe, I'm not a softball coach, maybe work a little bit mentally preparing just when we get up that bat, just take it one play at a time, just wait for the ball and wait for the play to come to you.
Definitely can agree. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the Tide sometimes, I'm not going to say they underestimate their opponent, but they just go into the game already with the mentality like, oh,
we're going to dominate.
Yeah, we're going to beat this team and whatnot. So that I feel like that's why they struggle a little bit because, like, you have to remember that they are Alabama. They are ranked number 2 and that a lot of teams want to beat them, especially these small schools, like taking on UAB this past Wednesday. The teams, they're going to give them their best because they know beating them or even scoring a run on them is a lot. Even getting hits off of Mike Montana and Lexi, that's a lot.
That's victory.
Exactly,
for them.
That's victory. It doesn't even matter if they win or they score. It's just the fact you're getting the ball in play on Montana Faust, who's won pitcher of the week in the SEC back-to-back weeks. But it's stuff like that. Like that means a lot. Like, oh, I might go to UAB, but I'm hitting off of someone that's a D1 that goes and plays in the Women's College World Series that a lot of people just strike out against, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's things like that. And they, like Coach Patrick Murphy said last week, you have to respect teams no matter what because they respect Alabama, so they have to show the same thing. And so I feel like a little bit happened with that, with the tournament, with the Mardi Gras Mambo. A little bit because as we see, like, the wins weren't the same as they were in the previous. Where I'm not saying it's just Alabama spoiled, honestly, because they're probably used to it too, and so am I. Just run ruling all these teams that really don't hold weight to them and that aren't ranked or even in a big conference to play against the SEC. So it's disappointing, and I know Murphy sees it the same way when they, like this week, like I said, against UAB, when they leave runners stranded. Like, Tide had bases loaded 2 times yesterday against UAB and left runners stranded. You can't do that. Like, why would you do that against a team like UAB? Like, no disrespect to them, but I'm just saying, like, you're supposed to be so much better than them and play your best and whatnot, but yet you're not doing the basic fundamentals of whether it's a sac fly or RBI, just like anything to put the ball in play to bring a runner home.
You gotta finish it out.
Yeah, you know? Coach Patrick Murphy, he touched on that a little bit, because last night Ashley Prangy, she was up to bat and she had Dallas Goodnight on third base and left her stranded. It's just things like that. Like, she comes out, hits a triple, and you're not bringing her home. Like, she's 60 feet away. Come on now. So it's things like that. So in the Nichols game, the Tide won 5-2, which is good, but it's just not something that you would expect from a team. Like, that's a run rule game. Southeastern Louisiana, 5-0. Like, yeah, you got the shutout, but why did you go 7 innings? Northwestern State, 8-3. Why is that happening? Louisiana Tech, 2-0, really?
Like, that's concerning.
It's
right
things like
bit.
That. Like, exactly, because let it be, like, whether it's a SEC team or a Pac team, like, let it be them. You're going to be playing 9 innings, 10 innings, since you want to go 2-0. Like, that doesn't look good, and that gives the other team hope. Like, oh, well, if they only beat Louisiana Tech by 2, and they aren't even in a major conference, what could we do to them? Like, it makes teams wonder and look at you differently and not hold you up to your number 2 ranking. So it's things like that. They did finish out the weekend against number 20 Louisiana, run ruling them again, and they got the shutout this time, so that's way better to cap off the weekend. So definitely congrats to them on that. Congrats on still winning the weekend, because that's the moral of the story at the end of the day, to win no matter what, no matter how you do it, is to win. But yes, of course, you would want that extra push over the edge.
Yeah, certainly. And just, you know, on your point to making sure that the team closes out wins sooner, I mean, especially when you're looking at the injuries that the Tide is facing right now, especially with Kilfoyle being out, it seems that timeline is a little bit unknown. So that's taking away, you know, another key performer on the pitching staff. And, of course, it's deep. Jayla Torrence had a good game last night. Obviously, Fouts is still the ace. You can play her in situations, but, you know, the Tide is headed into conference play in just about 8 days here. Yeah. So I think it is really important that the Tide helps out offensively as well as defensively. The defensive performance this year has been really great. But, you know, like you said, you can't leave runners stranded. You got to bring it home. You got to finish it out, especially when you're dealing with some injuries on your pitching staff.
Yeah, as I'm looking at the upcoming schedule, we've got Texas and Miami, Ohio this weekend for the tournament. We really don't need Lexi there. Maybe for Texas we needed her, but we've got Montana.
Yeah, but you don't want to pitch Montana back-to-back games.
And that's true. You don't want to tire her out.
Because the Tide definitely has Alex Salter. Alex is a good pitcher, don't take it away from her, but
there's still
a lot of development there, and Alex tends to need saving sometimes, majority of the time. But it's things like that. So I'm predicting starting out Friday tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Rhodes Stadium, Montana Faust will pitch the first game more than likely. Jayla Torrence will pitch the second game and have Montana come in if necessary. And then for the first game against the Miami of Ohio would be Alex Salter. And then that gives Jayla and Montana some rest. But if she does need saving, we have two pitchers like that. And then he'll probably have Montana cap it off on the weekend, or maybe even Jayla, but probably have Montana just so they don't leave the Tide out there for long, because that's another thing that Coach Murphy talked about yesterday. Yes, they did get the win 7-0 against UAB, the shutout, which is great, but the fact that you're leaving your pitcher out there for 7 innings when you know that you have a big tournament coming up this weekend, you only have 1 day to rest, it's things like that. Like, and you're down a pitcher too. You don't need that. That's not something you need. He's like, I wish we got it out quicker, and I totally agree. But yesterday, Jayla Torrence tapped into her, what's her name? It's slipping me. Okay, she played for JMU, the pitcher.
From last year?
Yeah, from the Women's College World Series. Just slipping. Alexander, what
Hang
is
on,
it?
I'm looking at
it. It's Alexander something.
Hang on. I'm about to find it for you.
Me. Alexander, what is it? I know. Okay,
If
you watch the Women's College World Series, JMU. Odyssey Alexander. Yeah. They went deep into the playoffs last year in the Women's College World Series. She had that diving play against, Oklahoma State? I think it was Oklahoma State. Jayla Torrence tapped into that last night. She saved the tie from giving up a run at the plate. Allie Shipman threw her the ball. She dove and tagged the girl out. It was very exciting to watch. And let's get like that name, Allie Shipman. She was doing good. She had a two-run RBI last night. So she's just everywhere. Even Dallas Goodnight everywhere. Ashley Pranging, she had a little bit of a tough night last night. But I'm positive that this weekend will be better for them.
Yeah, I agree. I will say that even though the game did take 7 innings to close out last night, I was interested to see how Torrence was going to do facing batters, you know, second and third time through the lineup. I thought, you know, she still did well. Just like you said, she tapped into kind of another gear, and it is really exciting to see that headed into the conference play because, you know, it's going to be important to have a deep pitching staff there. I'll also say I was pretty impressed with Dallas Goodnight's performance last night specifically, but through the whole weekend. She's leading the team. She's got a 7th multi-hit game last night. She had a season high of 4 hits. And, you know, overall, the Tide, they had 13 hits last night. So, you know, the bats are waking up through the season for sure. Not that they were ever asleep. I mean, you start the year off with a grand slam from a true freshman, but still, it's always good to see, especially after last week. You know, we were sitting right here talking about how it seems like a lot of the team members were going up trying to either crush it or just weren't getting on base, and it was interesting to see. Dallas Goodnight specifically was really getting out on base and trying to put the team in a good position, coming in behind her in that position. So I was very impressed with her performance last night and this weekend as a whole.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, I got to talk about Dallas. I mean, just four for four at the plate. I mean, 2 runs. You can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, she is so phenomenal. I am so impressed with her, and along with Bloodworth. I'm just very impressed with what these freshmen are doing right now, and I can't wait to see them as we get into conference play when we travel to Baton Rouge.
Yeah. And that's coming up next week, actually.
Yes.
The Texas game is going to be very interesting. Yes, they were ranked at the beginning of the season. They got knocked off the poll, but they're still a legit team. They're still a great team.
This will be a good test.
Yeah, they always go deep into the playoffs. They always make it to the regional, super regional. So this will definitely be another test for the Tide and a super test, technically, because they are down one pitcher. And they are down by a utility player, Savannah Woodard. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a great opportunity for a lot of freshmen and just a lot of the players overall. Like we touched on last week, you have to be prepared. Because if you go into the game expecting not to play, that's how you mess up. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, and we're back. Okay, so, like I said, tomorrow, get out and support the Tide. On March 4th, 6 p.m., will be the first game of the T-Mobile Crimson Classic against UT. Then on Saturday, they take on Texas again at 2:30 p.m., and then they will close off the night at 5 p.m. against Miami of Ohio. And then Sunday, they will cap it off, the tournament, at 12:30 p.m. against Miami of Ohio. And I feel like some TV program on ESPN or something will pick up the UT game. But right now, all these games will be live and heard on 97.5 FM. And then also on Monday, the Tide is back in action while still at Rhodes Stadium against Eastern Illinois at 3 p.m. Central Time. And that also will be heard on 97.5. Let's talk about like some predictions and what's some things that we want to see from the Tide out of these games.
I want to see a fast start. And I want to see us hit. I want to see us not go for the grand slam and make the plays in front of us. Let's get RBIs. Let's get on base. Don't worry about trying to hit it out of the park, because that will come when you get to the basics.
Yeah.
So I would like to see a nice, fast start for the Tide. I know Texas is going to score, but I really don't want them to score.
Who knows?
Maybe Montana can throw a perfect game.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a close first game. And then I think they'll probably take control of the second game. I still think it's going to be like 8-3 or maybe like 7-2. Because I think at some point it might be a tied game and then they'll take control, or they might take in control and then Texas tries to come back.
Yeah.
I'm going reverse a little bit. I think it'll be a easy breezy first game and a close second game, because they're going to start Montana first game. Everybody knows that. Then they'll start Jayla the second game, because I just can't see Murphy pitching her 2 days in a row, throwing her back. And they're going to be too used to her pitching. They've spaced her before in the previous years, and you just faced her the night before. You're going to pick up something.
I'm more inclined to go with that prediction of taking control of the first game, particularly because Friday night is student night at Rhodes Stadium.
Free pizza. If y'all are not there, that's just a disappointing student section overall. Basketball is over. No excuses.
Well, hey, no. Basketball isn't over. It's just not in town.
It's just not in town.
Well, baseball's not that serious this week.
Yeah, so I think that Friday night game, the crowd's really going to get behind the team. I'm hoping that it's going to be a fast start. I think it definitely will be a really interesting series, and I do think those two games against Texas in particular are going to really show a little bit more of what this team is made of than maybe what people assumed they were going to see out of that matchup against Arizona early on in the season, seeing if the Tide was going to struggle a little bit. Obviously, they did not. I think that might be closer to what happened in one of these Texas games, but I'm leaning towards that Saturday game being a little bit closer. I think then probably that first Miami of Ohio game is going to be a little bit more of a fast start. Tide coming back, coming out the gate, swinging, and then second Miami of Ohio game and the Eastern easy Illinois breezy. Game. I think those are going
to. They need to be easy breezy.
Yeah, those
I
ought to be.
I think the Miami of Ohio is going to be a little bit slow, because I see them starting Alex Salter. I just don't see him pitching Montana Friday and then pitching her early Saturday. He would do her a relief. Yeah, he would either do her a relief or whatnot. I just don't see them pitching her Saturday. And I know for a fact they're not going to do Jayla back to back.
Yeah.
So, I like Jayla. She'll be. This is good practice.
Also, yeah. This will be a big weekend test for her.
Yeah, some stats. Jayla has had 3 shutouts.
Yeah, she has.
She has 3 shutouts. She has won all her name wins. And she has not let any runners score. Batters. Batters, runners, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, she's doing well. Montana Fouts was named SEC Pitcher of the Week again. She had 28 strikeouts over 17 shutout innings. So if anybody thought that she was going to come back this year and be any different than what they saw in the College World Series. If anybody thought that she was going to come back and be any different than what they saw in the College World Series, I think they're pretty mistaken, and she's out to prove that and prove that she's still that ace that Bama has.
Yeah, definitely can agree. Eastern Illinois game, I'm going Alex Salter pitching for that game, and because she'll probably play Saturday second game. And I can see it's either going to be Jayla or Salter, because you don't want to – do it back-to-back too much.
Yeah, I see that. I see the Monday game. It better be a shutout is what I could see it be a slow start after, a big weekend.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be a slow weekend, and then here comes conference play. We go to Baton Rouge.
Yep,
so.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Here we go, you LSU. Cajuns.
Calling Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Play it.
Hopefully they're, like, still, you know, drunk off of Mardi Gras.
Oh,
They just, like, lose.
I mean, the team looked like they had fun on that parade. I was like, coach, put me up there. I want those sunglasses. Looks so much fun.
Yeah. But that's all we have for you guys this week. I love being you guys' host and talking about softball. We'll be back next week to talk about the SEC play and everything else. And once again, I am your host, Janae Lazenby.
MG Cease.
McKaylin Crabtree.
And this has been Softballing with Us. Thank you.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.